Revelation 4, verses 3 to 11. The throne room in heaven. Father, we come before you and we lift this teaching up to you, God. And Father, we just ask that you would make it clear to us, expound to us, Lord, out of your word, what your word is saying to us, Lord. We just love you and we thank you for this book, the book of Revelation. And we pray your blessing and your anointing on it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We pick up our study and finish chapter 4. The key word we find is the word throne. It's used 14 times in chapter 4. In fact, throughout the book of Revelation, we find it used 46 times. It's a point the Lord wants us to understand that no matter what is happening on earth, God is on the throne. And in spite of what we might think, he is in total and complete control. I want to begin in verse 2. Immediately I was in the Spirit. This is the Apostle John speaking. And behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass, like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Now, the reason why we don't get a picture of God is because no one has ever seen God. Jesus said in John 4:24, God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So with that being said, notice our attention is directed to the one who is seated on the throne. Now in Revelation chapter 5 verse 6, we see the Son approaching the throne, Jesus approaching the throne. But here in verse 5 of chapter 4, the Spirit is pictured before the throne. So who is on the throne? Well, it's actually God the Father. The three persons of the Trinity, God the Holy Spirit in verse 5, God the Father in verse 3, and God the Son in chapter 5, verse 6. You know what's interesting? Revelation chapter 21, verses 22 to 24 tells us of eternity in the New Jerusalem. John says, But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. That references to the Father and the Son. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Who is the Lamb? Jesus Christ. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. And the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor to it. John goes on to say, and he who sat there was like a jasper. In Exodus chapter 28, verse 20, the jasper stone was the last stone placed in the breastplate of the high priest. And according to Revelation chapter 21, verses 18 and 19, it's the first in the foundation of the New Jerusalem and the first seen in the wall of the New Jerusalem. Jasper was a stone of many colors, but mainly purple. It looked something like a diamond. The jasper stone was in the breastplate of Israel's high priest. It represented Benjamin, whom Jacob called the son of my right hand. Now, I thought that was interesting. Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes of Israel, calling Benjamin the son of my right hand. It's interesting, especially when you consider it could also speak of Christ as he ascended into heaven and took his place, where? At the right hand of the Father. Amazing. The Sardius stone is the sixth stone in the foundation of the New Jerusalem. Revelation chapter 21, verse 20. It is believed to have been discovered in Sardis, one of the churches we studied in the seven churches. It's where it got its name. It was a fiery red in color. The Sardius stone was the first stone in the breastplate of the high priest. And it represented, of course, the tribe of Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. That parallels with Christ being God's son, the firstborn from the dead. It's amazing how scripture intertwines with scripture. The word rainbow is from the Greek word iris. It means halo. The rainbow here is emerald, which is green in color, but I want you to notice it's not an arc. It's a complete circle. Why is this rainbow a complete circle? Because everything in heaven is completed. It's completed. We read in Genesis 9, verses 13 to 15. After the judgment of the flood, the rainbow appeared as a reminder of God's covenant to never destroy the earth again with a flood. Now keep in mind, the church is gone. It's no longer on earth. It's in heaven. Judgment is about to fall on this planet. But the rainbow reminds us that God is merciful even when God judges. The key to understanding who the 24 elders are is a fact. Number one, they're clothed in white robes. Secondly, they have crowns of gold on their heads. Does that ring any bells? Those of you who are students of God's word, we know these aren't angels because according to Hebrews 12, verse 22, angels aren't numbered and neither do we ever see them crowned or seated on thrones. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 11, we see the elders being distinguished from the angels. In fact, we don't have any scriptural teaching that angels receive rewards. You can't see that. You can read throughout the Bible. It is not in there. These crowns they're wearing are the victor's crowns. The Greek word for crown is Stephanos. Stephanos. The Greek word for elders is presbyteros. It's where, of course, we get our English word Presbyterian. Made me think of a little story. It's about a little girl who came home from her Presbyterian Sunday school, and her mother asked her what they had talked about. "We talked about heaven," the little girl replied. "Well, what did they say about it?" her mother asked. The little girl said, "The teacher said there were only 24 Presbyterians in heaven." I love it. We know as we study the scriptures, Israel had elders. They were appointed in the early church to rule and to represent the church. We see that in Titus chapter 1, verse 5. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, Daniel saw thrones set up, but they were empty. Here, when John sees these thrones, I want you to notice they're filled. Some think because Israel had 12 tribes and because there were 12 apostles. It could mean 24 symbolizes the completion of God's people. The completion of God's people. And as we've been studying, white robes speak of what? They speak of the righteousness of Christ for overcomers who have conquered because of their faith in Christ. Getting a picture of who these 24 elders represent? Crowns of gold are an indication the church will rule with Jesus Christ. Crowns are given as rewards at the Bema Seat, the judgment seat of Christ. Now there are five crowns that can be given. The first is the incorruptible crown. The second is, of course, the crown of life, which every believer will get. The third is a crown of glory. Fourth, the crown of rejoicing. Fifth, the crown of righteousness. These are crowns that a born-again believer may attain and get. What we need to keep in mind is what is currently happening here in heaven with John the Apostle is in the present tense. I mean, John was watching as it was taking place. The word should be proceed instead of proceeded, because it was actually taking place right then. Lightnings and thunderings always come before a storm in the Midwest. Generally, they're an indication of the intensity of the storm. It's speaking of the judgment that is about to fall on planet Earth. Voices indicate it's being directed by Him who is sitting on the throne, by God the Father. The seven spirits of God we looked at earlier in our study of the book of Revelation. They are a reference to the Holy Spirit, but it's speaking of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. A pure crystal sea symbolizes God's holiness. The mingled fire speaks of His holy judgment. The crystal firmament we read of in Ezekiel's vision in Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 22 was the foundation for God's throne. Again, scripture backing up and supporting scripture. We also see in Revelation 15, this sea of glass is connected with Israel's victory over Egypt. But because it's before God's throne, it's another indication. The emphasis is not on mercy, it's on judgment. The four beasts are literally four living creatures. They resemble the cherubim of Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 5 to 10, Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 20, and the seraphim of Isaiah chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. Eyes before and behind speaks of their alertness. It speaks of their awareness. Let me give you some food for thought. The faces of the living creatures parallel what God said in Genesis chapter 9, verse 10. His covenant is with Noah, represented by the face of the man. The fowl, represented by the face of the eagle. The cattle, represented by the face of the calf. And the beast, represented by the face of the lion. These living creatures also represent the animal world. The lion represents wild beasts. The calf represents domesticated beasts. The eagle represents birds. And man is the head of all creation. Now, with that being said, Did you notice there is no mention of fish? Well, when we get to Revelation chapters 21 and 22, we get the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem suspended above the earth. And it says that there will be no more sea. And since there will be no more sea, guess what? There will be no more fish. So if you love fish, go out and catch some today, because one day they're not going to be there no more. These creatures signify the wisdom of God. Full of eyes. Full of eyes. That signifies the wisdom of God. And they're continually proclaiming God's holiness. They're heavenly reminders that God has a covenant with his creation. They're a reminder that God rules his creation from his throne. And no matter what judgments may fall on God's earth, God will be faithful to keep his word. This is the first time here at the end of chapter 4 we see worship going on in heaven. It's significant when you remember John wrote this book for what reason? The Christians were coming under severe persecution. And this book was written to encourage them who were going through and suffering that severe persecution. This praise is given to the Father on the throne. But you're going to notice next time in Revelation chapter 5, the praise is going to be directed to the Lamb. Who's the Lamb? God's Son, Jesus Christ, before the throne. It's unfortunate that many today find worship boring. The problem is, if you find worship boring and you're not interested in worshiping the Lord and expressing your heart's desire to Him, why in the world would you ever want to go to heaven? Why? That's what we're going to be doing all the time. Notice the crowns of the church are laid at Jesus' feet. The believers are doing this as an act of submission and worship because he is the only one who is worthy. We're going to see this in chapter 5. The living creatures are giving glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne. They're worshiping him for his attributes and because of who he is. But the 24 elders who represent the church worship him not only because of his attributes, but because of what he has done. The reason God created this earth and that things are as they are is because it was in his plan and his purpose from eternity past. Because man plunged creation into sin, God's good creation is today a groaning creation. But one day, and man, I believe it is very, very soon, it will be delivered and become a glorious creation. We have a lot to look forward to, but we also have a lot of work to do with whatever time we have left to get people into God's kingdom, for them to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and become a born-again believer and have their names written in the book of life. Next time, Revelation chapter 5, Jesus is in the midst of the throne and he takes the seven sealed scroll. Father, we come before you and we thank you for your word. We thank you for the things that you reveal to us, to your church, Lord. I pray for those who are following along, those who are listening. God, I ask that you would open up their understanding to understand what your Spirit is saying in these days that we are living in. There's some rough times ahead of us, but thank God for your grace and your mercy, because before that happens, you've given us time to commit our lives to you, Lord. We love you, Father, and we commit this study into your hands. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.